for the Metro Academy Mavericks. They will start with number one, Japheth Nolan. He is a junior. Also a junior, Nathaniel Farrell, wearing number three. Peter Frisbee is a freshman. He is the starter, wearing number 23. Adam Weiss is a sophomore, wearing number 25. And the senior, Aiden Kent, wearing number 35. From the Fair Bobcats, same lineup we've been seeing every night lately. It'll be Easton Fish, Devin Harrington, Brandon Trent, Hollis Deckard, and Cooper Clark for the Thayer Bobcats. Easton coming off of a 13-point game here last night. Devin Harrington, 16 in the Bobcat loss. Brandon Prince had 3, Deckard had 5, and Cooper Clark had a really good game yesterday as he scored 7. This is the team, these Mavericks. They got pretty good size. They'll match up with the Bobcats very well all over the floor tonight. We'll see how this one will go. Thayer Bobcats will be the home team on the scoreboard. They're wearing the white unis tonight, trimmed in the green and black. And for the Mavericks of the Metro Academy, they are wearing the black uniforms with the red and white trim numbers and letters. 8 minutes on the clock. Hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show, and we are just about set for the tip. I'll wait for the teams to take the court here. Say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters, including Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart, along with Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Bucks Cost Plus in West Plains. Mavericks, first team to take the floor. Number 23, the big freshman, Peter Frisbee, will be, well, no, he is not going to jump center. Looks like Japheth Nolan, number one, will step into the center circle. He'll jump it up against the Bobcats, Devin Harrington. Our officials, three-man crew are set. Scorekeeper says they're ready to go. And the third-place game of the 90th Annual Liberator Tournament is underway. Thayer Bobcats control the tip. Easton Pitts will bring it into the front court for Thayer. Bobcats working to the right side and get immediately into that weave out front. Looks like the Mavericks want to play a little man-to-man defense. Here's Pitts moving off the screen to the top of the key. Swings it right side to Harrington. Down to dump it down low. Got it down there to Cooper Clark. Coop kicks it cross court for Pitts for three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Brandon Prince with a rebound. Takes it back up and in. Brandon Prince with the first 2 points tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Brandon's had a good tournament. Didn't score a whole lot last night, but man, he had some big rebounds in the Bobcats' loss to Republic. Here come the Mavericks working around the floor. Nolan with it. Swings it down in the left corner. 3-point ball is up and good for number three, Nathaniel Farrell. Farrell hits a three to put Metro Academy on top 3-2. Thayer Bobcats back in the offense. Here on the left side of the floor, looking to dump it down inside to Harrington. They go out top instead. Now to Deckard for three. It's good. Hollis Deckard hits a three coming out of the gate. That brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer on top 5-3. Metro Academy with the ball. They'll dump it to Nolan. Nolan trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He'll kick it back outside to Kent. Now around the horn to Frisbee. Goes down to the baseline. Gets tied up by the Bobcats. Kicks it back out top. And from the top, a three-point ball is no good. Frisbee yanks down the rebound for Metro Academy. He'll kick it out top to Farrell. Farrell swings it on the left side. There goes Kent trying to get to the bucket, and the Bobcats take the ball away. Harrington races up the floor, up the middle, feeds it down to Pitts in the corner. Sidesteps the defender, shoots the three. It is no good. Harrington went up for the jam on the rebound, and it bounced off the rim, no good. And here come the Mavericks the other way. Metro Academy out of the Kansas City, Kansas area. They give it on the left side. Might have been a travel no call. Kent's got it. Working down the lane. Kicks it back outside for Frisbee. Frisbee will give it up to Farrell. And back on the left side for Kent. Kent down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 12. No. Harrington with a rebound. Bobcats out on the break. Got it up to Deckard. Deckard takes it all the way down to the baseline on the left side. Now brings it back out top for the Thayer Bobcats. I'll swing it around to Easton Pitts, working it from the right side. 5:42 to go, first quarter. Thayer on top, 5-2 or 5-3. Bobcats dump it down inside to Harrington. Harrington powers it up off the window. No, left it a little short and goes up trying to get the rebound. Scramble for it, and Harrington comes out of there with it, throws it up again. Again, the tip, and on the second one, he gets it in. Devin Harrington, that might be the hardest he's worked for 2 points all season long. Man. In there battling three bigs for Metro, and he gets the better of them. Bobcats out now by 4. Metro swinging around the horn, got to Farrell. Farrell takes it to the elbow, throws a jumper, no good. Cooper Clark with the rebound. Bobcats want to run again. Easton Pitts up the left side, now waits for the rest of his team. Takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Harrington for a three. In and out, no good. The rebound taken by the Mustang, or the Mavericks, I'm sorry. Mavericks will bring it up the middle of the floor with Nathaniel Farrell. Swing to the left side, got it down to Frisbee in the corner. The freshman fires away. That's no good. Easton Pitts rebounds it. There, Bobcats doing a good job on the defensive glass. Down to 4:30 to play in the first quarter. Thayer up 7-3. They bounce it inside the pits. Easton turns, shoots, left that one a little off the right side. No good. Rebound to Farrell. And now to Nolan. Nolan swings the right side to Farrell again. Back outside to Frisbee. Frisbee kicks it inside. Back outside to Kent for a three. That's no good. And rebound. Punched out long. And Bobcats have got it. Decker to Harrington. Stop. Is it to Decker trailing the play? Now Pitts out on top. Fake the three. Bounces it inside to Cooper Clark. Clears out. Gets some room and scores. Cooper Clark with his first two. Four different Bobcats have scored early in the game. Thayer leads it 9-3. Halfway through the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Metro Academy will get the ball inside. In the lane goes Lease, and he'll have to bring it back outside to Kent. Aiden Kent leads it down in the corner. Nolan's got it there. Needs it back out to Frisbee. Frisbee bounces it toward the lane and lost the handle, but he tipped it over to a teammate. They're swinging around the horn. Three-point shot is up. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Devin leads the break for Thayer. To Deckard. Deckard will back it back out, wait for the rest of the offense. Gives it to Prince on the left side wing. Out top the pitch. Makes the three. Moves off the screen. Leaves it for Brandon Prince. Down the right side of the lane. Scoop shot is up and good. Brandon Prince. 4 points early to lead the Bobcats to an 11-3 lead with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. And Coach Robin Sullivan for the Metro Academy Mavericks wants a timeout. We'll step away. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Well, 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats out to an 11-3 lead over the Mavericks from Metro Academy. And during the timeout, Thayer making a substitution. Looks like Cooper Clark going to get a little rest as Cordell Washington checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer back playing that 1-3-1 matchup. Mavericks work around the perimeter, got it out top for Frisbee. Frisbee puts it on the floor, working against Washington. He's on the right side. The number 11 who just checked in, Tyler McCurley. He gives it inside to Nolan. Nolan pass out to the corner, deflected, and Nolan goes and gets it. Now back to McCurley. McCurley out top. Three-point shot is on the way. No good. Rebound, Cordell Washington. Kicks it out to Brandon Prince. Prince up the left side all the way to bucket, laying it up and in. Brandon Prince with six in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats lead it 13-3. Metro Academy. Got it down the left side. Got it into Nolan. Drives under the bucket. Reverse layup. Wouldn't fall. Harrington rebounds for Thayer. Devin kicks it over to Prince on the left side wing. Fakes the move toward the bucket. Brings it outside and around the horn into the corner to Washington. Washington dumping it inside to Harrington. One dribble. Puts a shot up. Left it a little short. And the rebound gets on the floor. By the way, Riley White also in the game now for the Thayer Bobcats. Here come the Mavericks. They'll swing it to the left side for Farrell. Farrell moves toward the free throw circle. Gives it up. Frisbee. He'll dump it down low to Life. Life. Where's it? Lease. They continue to work. Good ball movement here by the Mavericks from Metro Academy. They dump it down to Nolan. Trying to make a move in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Controlled by Riley White with Thayer. Bobcats will take it up the right side with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. They're up by 10. Bobcats being very patient offensively here. We are playing with a 35-second clock, by the way. So the shot clock is down to 19 as Washington handles it on the left side. Feeds around the horn. Now inside to Washington. He gets it up and in. Cordell Washington lost his man, cut to the bucket for the layup, and a nice feed from Devin Harrington. And the Bobcats lead it now by 12. Metro Academy working to the high post. Lease will turn around, couldn't find a shot, gives it up in the corner, and now around the horn to Frisbee. Frisbee gives it to a teammate who takes it down the lane and scores. That was Jafet Nolan. His first 2 points of the game and only the second field goal for Metro Academy, and the Bobcat defense has been really good. Thayer getting it inside to Easton Pitts. Had to go over a 6'6 guy. He decides to give it up, gives it to Riley White. He couldn't score. And the Mavericks come down the rebound. Here comes Metro Academy with it. Farrell up the right side, just swinging around the horn to Frisbee. Back out on top to McCurley. McCurley to the high post, and now back outside. Frisbee for three, and it's good! The freshman hits a three, second made three-pointer for Metro Academy. All of a sudden, it's a seven-point game. Metro Academy on a 5-0 run. We're down to 25 seconds to play. And they turn off the shot clock here. 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Thayer protecting a seven-point lead. Harrington with it on the right side. He'll swing it over to Pitts. Easton will take it out between the circles. 9 seconds. Bobcats will start the offense from there. Oh, and Pitts has it taken away. Number 11, McCurley, picked his pocket, goes down, fires a three. It's good. That's a buzzer. Three-point shot for Tyler McCurley. And that brings Metro Academy back to within four. It's 15-11. Metro Academy on a 7-0 run to end the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter action in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And we're back and underway here in our second quarter from the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. Third place game, Thayer Bobcats with a four-point lead over Metro Academy. Metro Academy with the basketball open the quarter. They get inside to McCurley. He'll back it back out for Farrell. Farrell gives it up to Kent. Kent into the lane, kicks it back out. Three-point shot is up by Frisbee. No good. And rebound taken by Harrington for Thayer. By the way, Jaden Belcher into the game for the Thayer Bobcats, the big freshman. Thayer working around the perimeter on the offensive end. Cordell Washington on the right side, brings it left to Belcher, and now Pitts. Pitts out top to Harrington, back to Belcher on the right. Looking in the lane, nobody open. He'll feed it out to Cordell Washington. Washington right side to Pitts, takes it across the top of the key, and gives over to Harrington. Now Belcher in the Pitts, cutting to the lane, pull up with a 10-foot fadeaway jumper. That's good. Easton Pitts, his first 2 points of the afternoon, and Thayer back out to a 6-point lead, 17-11. They were led by as many as 12 in this game. Metro Academy team, they can shoot it. They're never out of the game thanks to the good old equalizer, the three-point line. They continue to work the ball around the arch out top. Oh, and now we're going to get a foul. Cordell Washington almost took it away from McCurley. Cordell going to be called for a push. That'll be the first foul called in this game by either team. First foul called in the game comes with 6:41 to play in the first half. Metro with it off the inbound. Got it to Frisbee, the freshman. Works it down to the baseline. Swings it back out top. And on the right side for Farrell, his three-point shot is good. Nathaniel Farrell. It's one from behind the line. And one, two, three, four three-pointers in the game for the Metro Mavericks. Only one from inside the line. Now we get a whistle and a foul. This one's going to be called on the Metro Academy. Number three, Nathaniel Farrell, tried to get in the passing lane. And he pushes Cordell Washington. He'll be called for the foul. Substitution now for Metro. Number 13 checks in the game. Zach Newkirk, a sophomore. Looks like Farrell, I believe it is, went out. Bobcats inbound the ball on the non-shooting foul. Got to Easton Pitts. He'll bring it into front court. Washington with a pass to Riley White. Riley trying to dump it inside for Harrington. It's stolen by Nolan. He gives the ball up the floor. Here's a blocked shot by Harrington. Harrington went up high and blocked it. He's a little slow getting up as he went crashing to the floor, but he blocked that shot right up against the backboard. Nice play by Depp. They get him the ball down inside. Oh, and he had it slip through his hands. Loose ball picked up. And now, oh, we're going to get a foul on Belcher. Belcher tried to poke it away from behind. Going to be called for the foul. And it'll be a non-shooting foul. Came in the backcourt. Foul on Belcher is his first. And Coach Pitts immediately getting a couple of subs up off the bench. Cooper Clark checks back in. So does Brandon Prince. So Thayer now with Deckard, Pitts, Clark, Belcher, and Prince in the game. Devin Harrington get a little rest after he took a pretty nasty fall down there when he got up and blocked that shot. Here's the Mavericks. Gets the ball into the lane. Back outside. Farrell from that same spot hits another three. Nathaniel Farrell has hit three in a row from that very same spot and ties the game at 17-all. Thayer had a 12-point lead in the first quarter. They're working the ball down low. Got it to Hollis Deckard. He'll take it out. Gives it off to Belcher cutting through the lane. He misses the layup. And the rebound taken by Metro Academy. They'll swing it up to Nolan. Nolan out top and around the horn to Farrell again. This time he fakes that three, goes in the lane, throws up a running one-hander. No good. Rebound Thayer. Easton Pitts wants to run. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called in the backcourt against Nolan. Japheth Nolan going to be called for the foul, second team foul, against the Metro Academy Mavericks in the second quarter. Each team's been called for two. We're tied at 17 with just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer with the ball. Easton Pitts out front, working against Newkirk. Takes him down to the right side on the wing, gives the ball out top to Cooper Clark, and now down in the left corner to Belcher. Back to Deckard for a three. It's good. Hollis Deckard, his second three-pointer of the night, is brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats back up by three. 4.5 to go, first half. Metro Academy swings it around the horn. Looking for a shot. Now on the right side, Farrell from that same spot again. This one rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound run down the corner by Easton Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to add to a three-point lead here with 4:16 to play in the first quarter. 24 on the shot clock as the Bobcats get the offense set. Pitts handles the ball out front, swings it over to Deckard, and now Brandon Prince. Prince slides it over to Belcher. Now Deckard from the right side for three. That one's off the mark. Pitts down the rebound, steps through the defense, puts it back up and in. Easton Pitts now with four in the second quarter. The Thayer Bobcats back out to a five-point advantage, 3:47 to go in the first half. Here's Newkirk on the right wing for the Mavericks. He'll swing it around down in the left corner. Shot is up, a three, no good. Rebound Brandon Prince. Gives it out to Pitts, and the Bobcats on a little semi-break. Pitts going down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up, no good. And the rebound controlled by Frisbee, the freshman for the Mavericks. Kicked it up the floor in a hurry to Farrell. Farrell will back it out. Now they'll go to Nolan at the high post. Turns, looking to make a move, working against Cooper Clark. Shoots and scores. Japheth Nolan, kid's a pretty good player. He's got 4 points. That was a nice move there to shake the defense to get the easy two. 3 points there. Bobcat leads. Thayer with the ball. 3:05 to go. First half. Brandon Prince on the left. Sends it out front to Belcher. And now to Deckard. Deckard to Belcher. Inside. Down the low blocks for Deckard. He'll kick it back outside. Down to 14 on the shot clock for Thayer. Easton Pitts handles against the defense of Newkirk. Takes him to the elbow. Stops. Shoots, no good. The rebound comes out long in the corner and taken there by Aiden Kent for Metro Academy. Metro with a chance to tie right here with a three. It's off the rim, no good. Easton Pitts down the rebound. Thayer maintaining a three-point lead. We're under 2.5 to go in the first quarter. All comes to Deckard. Now to Prince. Prince to Belcher. Belcher gives it to Deckard on the right wing. Thayer looking to pound the ball inside. They do a skip pass to Belcher. And he'll give it to Easton. Easton steps into a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Metro Academy. By the way, Devin Harrington and Cordell Washington go to check in for the Bobcats on the next break. Metro with 2 minutes to go. Down by three. Have it. Got it down on the baseline to Nolan. Nolan now to make a move. Couldn't get open. Brings it back out front to Farrell. Over to Newkirk who shoots a three and he scores. Zach Newkirk. With the three, ties the game at 22, and we get a timeout on the floor. Minute 49 to go in the first half. Thayer and Metro Academy tied at 22. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Well, Coach Matt Pitts wanted to call that timeout to get some subs into the game. Devin Harrington back in there. And Cordell Washington back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Also, Brandon Prince in the game. Prince with it on the right side. Swings around to Washington on the left wing. He dribble drives out to the top of the key. Swings around to Harrington. Harrington back to Deckard. Tie ball game here. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Minute 30 to go in the first half. They are working on the perimeter. There's Prince on top. Gives it down to Harrington. Devin making a move toward the lane. Dumps it off now to Cooper Clark in the corner to Deckard. Deckard's going to drive in, looking for an outlet. Gets double team. Bounces out to Washington. Cordell trying to throw it cross court. And there's a shot clock violation on the Thayer Bobcats. They are playing a lot of games this year with a 35-second shot clock. Of course, all those games in Arkansas to start the season. And that's the first time we've ever seen Thayer call for a shot clock violation. That's it. And Metro with a chance to gain the lead here with a bucket. We're down to 1 minute to play in the game. They've got it to Newkirk. Newkirk swings on the right side to Frisbee. Frisbee outside and around the horn. In the left corner down, Newkirk makes the three, drives into the lane, pull-up jumper. It's good. Zach Newkirk off the bench with five. Only the third basket of the first half that was not a three-pointer. Mavericks have hit 6 three-pointers here in the first half as a team. Thayer Bobcats down 2 with the ball here. 36 seconds to go on the game clock. Here to give the Harrington down low. Outside the Cordell Washington for 3. That one's off the back iron. No good. And a foul going to be called on Cooper Clark on the rebound. Frisbee had the rebound. Clark reached around, tried to knock it away from him. Got him on the arm. Foul on Coop will be his first of the game. Only the third team foul in the second quarter against the Thayer Bobcats. And with a two-point, let's see, who came back in? I guess another substitution. Easton Pitts back in the game. 22 seconds to go in the first half. Mavericks can hold it for the final shot. Shot clock is turned off. 17-16 to go. They kick it out front for Leaf. Leaf, right side. Shot is up. That's no good. Rebound Thayer. Cooper Clark had it. He gets fouled in the backcourt with 7 seconds remaining in the half. Good rebound for Coop. He tried to dribble out of traffic, and he's fouled by number 3, Nathaniel Farrell. Second foul on Farrell. He checks out of the game, and Joseph Nolan will check back in. Well, Thayer will inbound the ball here with 7 seconds to go in the half. Trailing by 2, 24-22. And Mavericks trying to get a sub in. Number 11 will check in, Tyler McCurley, in place of Sammy Harris, who checked in, number 22. Now, a little bit of full-court pressure. They don't want to let the Thayer Bobcats get a shot away. Easton Pitts off the inbound, crosses the timeline, into the lane, dumps it down to Cooper Clark, who scores at the buzzer. Cooper Clark hits the layup at the buzzer. We're tied at 24 after the first half of play here in the third-place game of the 90th Bolivar Liberator Tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report. Halftime report powered by our friends over at the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Let Hirsch's and Thayer treat you and your special someone this year with deals offering 20% off Montana Silversmith Jewelry, 30% off Carhartt shirts and outerwear, an additional 15% off all clearance products, and finally, buy one, get one half off men's, women, and children's shirts, including select brands like Rock and Roll, Panhandle, Ariat, and Wrangler. Sales last the 1st through the 15th, Thayer location only.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office is employee owned and operated.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
We're back, and it's halftime of our game. The Thayer Bobcats and the Metro Academy Mavericks tied at 24 in a game which the Thayer Bobcats had a 12-point lead at one point in the first half. But these Mavericks, they are one of those teams that they're just going to live and die by the three. They have hit 3-pointers in the first half. That's right, folks. 21 of their 24 points have come from the three-point line. That can't be right. No, that one was a two. They've hit 6 3-pointers in the first half. 18 of their 24 points have come from the three-point line. And the Thayer Bobcats haven't got Devin Harrington going yet. And here's what I think's going on there. I think Devin's tried to pace himself in the first half, although he looks like he's a little bit tired. He's left a couple of shots a little bit short, went up with a jam on the rebound, and just didn't quite get all the way up and left it off the front of the rim. Devin really played hard last night in the loss to Republic. I mean, Republic made him work and work and work. He scored 16 to lead the Bobcats, but Devin, playing a third game in 3 days, may be a little bit out of gas. We'll see how he fares here in the second half, and he has had some games where his second half have been a whole lot better than his first, but Bobcats going to need him to get a little more involved offensively and talk about scoring in this second half. And Easton Pitt's only 4 points in the first half. Bobcats have been led by Brandon Prince and Hollis Deckard. They each have 6 in the first half of the game. So, good one going here. Winner takes home the third-place trophy in the 90th annual Liberty or Bolivar Liberator Tournament here in Bolivar, Missouri. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat Booster is helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen there, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Toyota West Plains, Nicholson Farm for all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward DDS in Springfield, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, along with Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Take another time out. We'll come back and take a look at all the first half scoring. Again, our score to half, 24-24, Thayer and Metro Academy all tied up. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
So back at Bolivar here, the third place game of the Liberator Tournament, and the Thayer Bobcats and the Metro Mavericks. Talk about the Metro Academy out of Kansas, and they can shoot the basketball, folks. They have hit six threes in the first half. Let's take a look at their scoring in the first half. They're led by Nathaniel Farrell. The junior has hit three threes. He's got 9 points in the game. After that, 5 points for Zach Newkirk off the bench, including a three-pointer. Tyler McCurley off the bench with a three. Peter Frisbee, their outstanding freshman, a three-pointer. That was early in the game. And Japheth Nolan with 4 points on a pair of buckets in the lane. For the Thayer Bobcats, they've only hit 2 3-pointers in the game, both of them by Hollis Deckard. And Hollis and Brandon Prince lead the way for the Bobcats in the first half. They have 6 points each. Devin Harrington with just two. Easton Fitz with just four. Four for Cooper Clark and two off the bench for Cordell Washington. Again, 24-24, our scores, Thayer and Metro Academy all tied up. And this Metro team, they came in 8-5. Remember, they beat Bolivar, the number three seed in the tournament, here on Thursday night. And then they lost to Helias last night in a good ball game, by the way, from all indications. Talked to several people today that were here. Said, yeah, they gave Helias all they wanted before going down to defeat. So we knew this was going to be a good close game here this afternoon. I mentioned earlier, a chance to talk with Coach Matt Pitts, and he said they're good. They can shoot it, and it's just one of those teams that you never see. First time we've ever played Metro Academy, first time they've ever been in this tournament. And we always enjoy it here, and I thought about it a while ago and didn't say it, but I do want to say a thank you to the ladies in the hospitality room here at Bolivar High School. Put together some great food to keep us going all week long, and we had barbecue. It was outstanding on Thursday night. They had pasta for us last night. It was really good. And chicken fajitas in the hospitality room today. So, yeah, I've eaten good while I've been in Bolivar. All right, we'll take another break. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back with your second half in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, here we go. Second half is underway. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Open the third quarter. Tie ball game, 24-24. Thayer Bobcats work around the perimeter. Got to Devin Harrington on the right side. Holds it high. Feeds out to Deckard. Deckard now to Pitts. Easton fakes the three. Moves toward the bucket. Lost his footing. Gets it back. Maintains his dribble. Gives over to Harrington. He'll fire a three. It's good! And a foul! Devin Harrington buries one off the left wing and gets fouled on the play. That'll be on number 25 for the Mavericks. That is Adam Leaf. Devin Harrington with a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the game and will go to the free throw line for the rare four-point play. 27-24. They're up three, trying to go up by four. Harrington nails the free throw. So Dev comes out, gets involved offensively right out of the gate. That's a big three right there. Put Thayer back on top. Here comes, oh, we got a foul. I'm going to say Nolan going down the middle of the lane for the Mavericks, and he gets fouled by Cooper Clark. Coop says, not going to shoot it here. I'm going to foul you. That would have been an easy two for Nolan. He'll step back to the free throw line, trying to add to his four-point total. And the first free throw is up and good by the junior. Japheth Nolan, big kid, handles the ball well. Good player. Or with us in the pregame, this team is a homeschool organization team. Second free throw, no good. Cooper Clark rebounds it for Thayer. On the Bobcats with a three-point lead. Got it to Hollis Decker. Thought about taking the three. Doesn't. Feeds around the horn. Top of the key to Brandon Prince. It lands a pitch. Now back to Deckard and to Prince. Prince out top to Cooper Clark. Right side Harrington. Looking inside. Nobody getting open. Kick it around to Deckard. Now a pitch in the corner. Got on the baseline of Harrington. Gives it to Cooper Clark. Down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. Deckard's got it now on the right side. Out the pitch with six on the shot clock. Between the legs with a dribble. Moving off a screen. Looking for a shot. Got to Cooper Clark. Shoots. And there's a shot clock violation because that ball didn't hit the rim, but they'll just keep playing because the Mavericks got the rebound. Mavericks with a chance to tie here if somebody hits one from downtown. Metro Academy working on the perimeter. Offense very similar to the Thayer Bobcats. They'll bounce it down low to Nolan. Nolan working against Cooper Clark. Nolan takes him into the lane, kicks it back outside to Kent. Moves off a screen, shoots no good. Rebound to Frisbee, and Frisbee gets fouled. I'll be on Cooper Clark. Cooper battling Frisbee, who's about 4 inches taller, got him by the arm. So the foul on Coop will be his third of the game, second team foul. And Riley White will check into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Cooper Clark will go to the bench. Inbound goes to Frisbee. Frisbee into the lane, shot blocked by Harrington, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Good defensive stand right there for Thayer. Patrick Academy on the inbound, brings it into Nolan, wings it over to Kent, and now left side. Kent takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back out and around the horn, and they'll swing one through the lane to Kent. Corner three is up, no good. Nolan with a rebound, couldn't follow it. Harrington yanks it down for Thayer. Devin driving away from a double team, throws the ball cross court, over the head of Deckard, but he keeps it from going out of bounds, and Thayer breaks the 10-second line in plenty of time. Prince for Thayer gives the ball to Harrington. Harrington driving the baseline, stops, and he traveled. Devin Harrington trying to stop under the buckle or under the bucket. He slid that pivot foot just a little bit. Metro Academy down three with the ball, 5:54 to go in the third quarter. Thayer change up the defense a little bit. Matter of fact, Bobcats are playing man-to-man here. Here's the give down low for Metro. Got it there to Leaf. Leaf. Gives it to Frisbee. Now back to Lee. He'll kick it outside and around the horn to Farrell. Farrell in the lane. Little running one-hander. No good. Rebound gets on the floor and is picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. Brandon Prince, Johnny on the spot. Kicks it up for Thayer to Easton Pitts. Harrington, oh, he fakes the handoff and goes all the way to Bucket. Reverse layup is good. Easton Pitts with as pretty a move as you'll ever see. Faked the handoff and took it hard to the hole. Used the rim to help guard it. And here's a whistle and a foul on the other end. Mavericks tried to dump the ball down low to Nolan, and he's fouled by Riley White. That'll be the first foul of the night on Riley. And they'll inbound, non-shooting foul. They get it out front. Now around on the left side. Leaf will fire a three. That's up off the rim. No good. Harrington with another rebound. And here come the Thayer Bobcats with a five-point lead. Harrington going to fire one top of the key. Three-pointers up. No good. Rebound taken by Farrell for Metro Academy. He races up to the top of the key on the other end. Gives the ball up. They'll pump it down low to Nolan. Nolan making a move into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Three-point shot is up. That's no good by Farrell. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats, Brandon Prince. Bobcats working up the right side. Neither team shooting it real well coming out of the gate here in the third quarter. Bobcats haven't shot it real well all night. Here's Prince with a nice spin move in the lane. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And the rebound comes off to Metro Academy. And oh, and here's almost a steal by Deckard. He's going to be called for a foul. Somebody in the Bobcat crowd across the way just said, "You're terrible." I can hear that all the way over here. I can see who it was, but I'm not going to say. Metro Academy will inbound the ball after the foul. That's on Hollis Deckard. That will be the first tonight on Hollis. Metro Academy with the ball down by five. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Farrell with it in the left corner. Trying to make a move down the baseline. And he traveled with the ball. Yes, he did. Officials caught it. Tried to stop. Make a spin move, and he drugged that pivot foot. So Fair Bobcats get it back after the turnover with 4:03 to go in the third. 30-25, Fair with the lead here in the third-place game of the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. Championship game, Republic and Helias, the 1 and 2 seeds, ought to be a dandy. Fair with the ball, got it to White, out right side of the circle. Now gives to Easton Pitts, back around to Harrington. Harrington makes a move into the circle. Gives it to Brandon Prince. Prince going to the hole hard, puts it up and in off the window. Brandon Prince leads the Thayer Bobcats tonight with 8 points and a 7-point lead for Thayer. The three ball has stopped falling, and now we're going to get a whistle and a pushing foul. Number three, Farrell, trying to dribble his way into the lane, and he's fouled by Easton Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be the first on Easton, but that is the 15th foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. And for the final 3:28 of the period, Metro Academy will be shooting free throws, and the first one is an air ball by Nathaniel Farrell. He's deadly from the three-point line, but he couldn't catch iron from the free throw line. He's got 9 points. He's hit 3 three-pointers in the game. Second free throw is nothing but net. So 10 points, first player in double figures on either side. Number three, Nathaniel Farrell, a junior from Metro Academy. Substitution for Metro, number 22 checks into the game. Sam Harris, a sophomore. Kent will check out. There, Bobcats with the ball, leading by 6, 32-26. All goes to Brandon Prince on the left side. Now to Riley White. Riley sends it down. And Owen Easton Pitts tried to pass it. The ball was deflected by Nolan, and Nolan snatched it out of midair, goes to the other end, jumps in the lane, couldn't get a shot, feeds out to Farrell for three from straight away. He nailed it. Nathaniel Farrell. Now with 13, that is his fourth three-pointer of the game. And Bobcats' lead is down to 3, 32-29. 2:49 to go in this third period. Harrington with it right side to Deckard. Fakes the three, goes down the lane. Ducks under the defense, shoots. No, Harrington rebounds, puts it back up and in with the left hand. Kevin Harrington now with 8.6. Actually, 6 in this quarter. And Eric Metro Academy got the ball inside, tried to kick it back outside, and it goes off the hands of Zach Newkirk and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Well, Thayer leading by 5 with basketball, 2:26 to go here in the third. Deckard inbounds to Pitts. Easton will walk it up across the timeline. Didn't have far to go, took his time. Gives it to Brandon Prince. Prince driving the right side of the lane, and he puts it up and in off the window again. Brandon has been huge tonight. 10 points for Brandon Prince. First Bobcat in double figures. Worked hard for that, too. Now Metro Academy with the ball. Into the lane goes number 13, Newkirk. Gives it up to Frisbee. Frisbee takes it to the right side. And a really good ball movement here by them. Shot is up, no good by Frisbee, and a rebound taken by Thayer. Easton Pitts down the floor, middle of the lane to the right side, banks it in off the window, count it, and one. Easton Pitts doing what Easton Pitts does. Minute 44 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats starting to pull away a little. 36-29. Thayer now, actually 38-29. They hadn't put those 2 points up yet. So Thayer up by 9, and Easton Pitts at the line trying to make it a 10-point advantage. Easton at 4 points in the first half. He's got 4 in this quarter. And the free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Frisbee for Metro Academy. They bring it up the floor, got the Frisbee out top. Frisbee gives to Newkirk. Newkirk to McCurley. McCurley slides it out to Nolan, top of the key. He'll hand off to Farrell. Farrell brings it to to the top of the key again. Feeds it now to Frisbee, a big freshman, working against Harrington. Goes around him and scoop shot it in. Number 23, Peter Farrell, his fifth point of the game. Makes it a seven-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 38-31, with 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Deckard with it for Thayer on top, gives to Brandon Prince down the left side lane, spins right, shoots and scores! Brandon Prince has taken over on the offensive end, 12 points now in the game for Brandon. Six in the first half, six here in the third quarter. And the Mavericks scrambling on offense. Down to 25 seconds on the shot clock. They put up a shot, long shot. No good. Riley White with a rebound. Thayer with a chance to add to a nine-point lead. We're down under 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. I would say Thayer would hold for the final shot, but they've got to put it up. Only 23 on the shot clock. Well, they've got to get a shot up before the buzzer. Here's a give to Riley White. Riley into the lane. Pull-up jumper. It's good! Riley White! His first two of the night. The Bobcats getting some bench support here tonight. Big rebound on one end, a big bucket on the other. Metro with the ball now. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Metro Academy. Bobcats have gone to man-to-man defense here. A lot of the subs are on the floor. Only two starters out there now for Metro. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Three-point shot is good for number three, Nathaniel Farrell. His fifth three-pointer of the night. And that makes it 42-34. Thayer Bobcats lead it by eight as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back with that fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Well, here we go. Fourth quarter, Thayer Bobcats with an eight-point lead, 42-34. It'll be Metro Academy to open the fourth quarter with the ball. And Devin Harrington steals the inbound, and he jams it home. Dr. Dunkenstein serving up a jam sandwich to the Metro Mavericks. Bobcats up by 10. Beautiful play there by Harrington. And the Mavericks got the ball left side to Farrell. Farrell looking to penetrate. Go down the right side of the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Riley White clears the boards for Thayer. Bobcats want to run a little bit. Easton Pitts up the middle of the floor. Pulls up. Now attacks the basket. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Good. Easton in double figures with 10. Harrington has got 10. Brandon Prince with 12. Good balance scoring by the Bobcats. And Mavericks working around the perimeter. Another three ball is up. This one is good for Zach Newkirk off the bench with 8 points for Coach Robin Sullivan and the Metro Academy Mavericks. That makes it a nine-point Bobcat lead, 46-37. Deckard with the ball for Thayer. Takes it across the free throw circle. Feeds it back out to Easton Pitts. Works against the defender. Spins into the lane. Pulls up. Short jumper is good. Easton Pitts now with 12 in the ballgame. Three Bobcats already in double figures. Good balance scoring. 48-37. Thayer leads it by 11. Metro Academy with the ball. On the left side is Farrell. Working against Pitts, and Easton's going to be called for a hold. Easton Pitts going to be called for a hold as Farrell took the ball across the lane. Non-shooting foul, first team foul in the fourth quarter against Thayer. And substitution for the Bobcats, Hollis Deckard is out. Cordell Washington will check in for the Bobcats. They are playing a little man-to-man defense here this evening. Metro inbounds it to Tyler McCurley. He gives it up for Newkirk. Newkirk will give it to Leaf. Leaf down the right corner. Three-point shot up and good again. Number 13, Zach Newkirk off the bench with 11 points for the Metro Academy Mavericks. makes it an 8-point game, 48-40. Mayer with it, Easton Pitts attacks the bucket. Got it down inside to Harrington, turn, shoots and scores. Nice play. Three Bobcats with 12 points apiece, and Thayer leads it again by 10, 50-40. Metro, here's another long three. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Cordell Washington. Cordell runs the floor, gets the ball up ahead to Easton Pitts. Looking in the middle, nobody open there. Easton looking to penetrate, gets to the free throw line, dumps it down to Harrington. He flushes it home. Another jam sandwich for the Metro Academy Mavericks. Courtesy of Devin Harrington, who has scored 12 points in the second half. He's got 14 in the game, leads the way for Thayer. Metro with the ball, got it down in the corner. Three-point try is up. No good. That was deflected by Riley White. Harrington rebounds to miss. We're going to get a blocking foul, going to be called in midcourt. Harrington went racing up the court with the ball. And number 11, Tyler McCurley, runs into him. He'll be called for the block. And a couple of starters back in the game for Metro Academy. Two starters go out. Lease and Kent go out. And Frisbee and Farrell check back in. Bayer Bobcats lead by 12. 5 minutes and change to go in the game. There's Easton Pitts down the middle of the lane. Attacks the basket. Tries to dump it off. And the ball stolen by Farrell. Farrell, long lead pass is controlled. And now outside to Newkirk again. He hits another one. Zach Newkirk trying to shoot the Mavericks back in the game. That is his one, two, three, fourth three-pointer. He's got 14 points. Cordell Washington with it for Thayer. Moves into the lane. Gives off to Riley White. Nice move down the lane. Couldn't score. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Good aggressive move by Riley White. I like that. Get a chance to play. You better make the most of it. And Riley's done that here tonight. Only scored two, but he's had three or four good rebounds and good aggressive move to the bucket there. And here come the Mavericks in the lane. A little running one-hander is up and no good. Rebound taken by Cordell Washington for Thayer. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back, leading by 9. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Easton Pitts crosses the timeline, working against McCurley. Gives it up to Cordell Washington. Now Prince and Harrington on the left side wing. Harrington crosses it to Pitts. Looking in, got it to Prince on the left side. Bounce pass inside to Harrington. He's harassed by a double team. Got it inside to Riley White. Up strong with a shot. No. Washington back up with a rebound. He couldn't score, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I like this lineup right now as far as rebounding the ball. 6'6", Devin Harrington. About 6'4", Riley White. Cordell Washington, who can jump out of the gym. And Brandon Prince at 6'3", 6'4". Washington at the free throw line. That's the first one up, and it is no good. The back of the rim and bounces out. Cordell looking for his third point of the game. 4 minutes to go. Thayer up by 9. Chance to make it a 10-point game here. Cordell Washington, second free throw. Bounces it twice. Eyes the rim, shoots. That one looks better, and it's good. Cordell Washington now with 3 in the game. And Thayer back on top by 10, 53-43. 4 minutes to go. Mavericks with the ball. Got it to Frisbee. Frisbee goes right side for McCurley. McCurley swings around the horn to Nolan. Nolan, who just checked back into the game, guarded by Cordell Washington, and he's going to take it to the rim, but he's fouled out on the open floor. Cordell going to be called for a hold. That'll be foul number 2 on Washington, and that is the second team foul here in the fourth quarter against the Thayer Bobcats. Comes with 3:53 to go. Metro Academy will inbound into the backcourt. They bring it up and give it immediately to Frisbee. Peter Frisbee, by the way. Name a freshman, good-looking player. Ball goes to McCurley. McCurley dumping it down low to Farrell. Farrell bends right, now left, and back the other way. Little baby hook shot is up and good. Nice play, Nathaniel Farrell. Farrell now with 18 in the game. We get a timeout call. 53-45. Thayer leads it by 9. With 3:36 to go in the game, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And we're back here at the Liberator Tournament, third-place game. Thayer Bobcats with an 8-point lead, 53-45. I think I said 9 going into the break. I'm quick at math, but I'm not always right. So Thayer leads it by 8 with the ball, 3:30 to go in the ball game. Cordell Washington going to the bucket down the middle of the rim, hangs in the air, shoots and scores. Cordell Washington now with 5 off the Bobcat bench. Bobcat bench is giving them 7 points here tonight. And Metro Academy back with the ball down by 10, now 55-45. And got the ball in the middle to Farrell. Farrell, 2 bounces, turn left, shoots over Riley White. Couldn't hit it. Nice defensive play there by Riley. Rebound to Harrington. The Bobcats beginning to dominate on the boards. 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the game. They are looking to win the third-place trophy here at the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. Easton Fitz goes to the elbow. This ball up in the corner for Harrington, gets it right back, backs it back out. Down to 18 on the play clock. Easton Fitz working against the defense, swings it on the right side to White. Down to 11 on the play clock. They'll give it to Brandon Prince. Prince now to Washington. Cordell going to the bucket, kicked it out to White. 4 on the shot clock. They got it to Fitz. Somebody's got to shoot it. Easton elevates, shoots, no. And Fair avoids the violation, but we'll get a foul in the open court. Coming the other way with 2:28 to go. Foul's going to be on Cordell Washington as the Mavericks got the rebound off the missed shot. And Cordell has reached out and grabbed somebody to keep them from going on a fast break. They are back defensively now. And the Mavericks bring ball into the front court. Metro Academy got it left side to Newkirk. Newkirk gives it out front to Farrell. Farrell down the middle of the lane, shoots off the window and good. Nathaniel Farrell now with 20 points in the game. Thayer coming against the full court press. Got the ball across the timeline to Washington. Cordell working against the double team. Gives the ball to Harrington at the elbow. Down to Prince on the right side wing. Back out top for Easton Fitz. Thayer with the 8-point lead, 55-47. They'll run as much time as they can off the clock here. We're down under 2 minutes to go. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Fitz looking to penetrate. Goes in the lane. He'll fade away jumper. He gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Easton Fitz got fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Fouls on number 11, Tyler McCurley. His 2nd foul of the game, 13 foul against Metro Academy. And Easton Fitz going to the free throw line. Easton with 12 points on the night. He'll go along with the 12 he scored last night and 22 he scored in the first game on Thursday night here in the Liberator Tournament. He had a good tournament, always has. And the first free throw was up for Easton and no good. Easton coming off of that hip injury that kept him out for a couple of weeks. And the only thing it really has showed, I think, is free throw shooting. He puts another one up. This one in and out, no good. Rebound, Devin Harrington back up and in. Devin Harrington now with 16 in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Metro Academy with the ball down by 10, 57-47. Long three-point shot is up. That one is no good. Didn't even draw iron. Farrell tried to shoot over the top of Cordell Washington. Washington bothered that shot. Good defense there by Cordell. And Washington will go to the Bobcat sideline. Hollis Deckard will check back into the game. So Thayer with all the starters out there, with the exception of Cooper Clark. Coop has been sitting for a while with 3 fouls. Thayer with a ball and a 10-point lead. Devin Harrington brings it across the timeline. Waits for the defense to clear. Gets down in the corner to Riley White. Riley dumps it down to Harrington on the baseline. Now to Brandon Prince in the lane. He puts it up over the front of the rim and in. Brandon Prince with 14. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by 12. Matches their biggest lead of the game. Metro Academy with it. There goes number 11, McCurley, down to the baseline. He gets fouled before he takes a shot. Brandon Prince going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be the first on Brandon tonight. And here's Cordell Washington checking into the game. Hollis Deckard will check out. McCurley is out of the game. Number 25 back in for the Mavericks. That is Adam Lease. inbound the ball to him out around the three-point circle. Gives it to Kent. He turns, fires the long three, and it's good. Aiden Kent, his first three-pointer of the night, and we get a quick timeout call by Metro Academy. 59 seconds to play in the game. Thayer up by 9. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
The Metro Academy Mavericks have hit 12 three-pointers in this game tonight and still trail by 9 points, 59-50. Thayer Bobcats with the lead here in the third-place game of the 90th Annual Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. Bobcats inbound the ball against the full-court pressure of Metro Academy. They get it across the timeline with Harrington. Harrington got it down low. Riley White shot is up. No, but he's fouled. I call this one on the shot or before. Riley's going to the free throw line, and the official says foul on number 25 and two shots for Riley White. Fouls on Adam Lease. That'll be his second of the game. Riley White going to the free throw line. Riley with 2 points tonight. We'll try to add to that total. First free throw is up and no good. And now Hollis Deckard back to the Bobcats sideline, and Cordell Washington will check back in for the Bobcats. Second free throw on the way for Riley White. Holds it. Eyes the rim. Puts it up. And in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Metro Academy. Here they come. Kent up the floor. Quick three is wooden draw iron. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 43 seconds to play. Here's Hollis Deckard back in for Thayer. And Cordell Washington is out. Number 11, Newkirk, wanting to check in again for Metro Academy. He's had the hot hand in the second half. He has scored 14 points, 8 in the second half. He's hit 4 three-pointers. Thayer looking inbound against the full-court pressure. Got it into Easton Pitt. Easton is double-teamed there and gets fouled immediately. I believe they'll call this one on number 35, Aiden Kent. Yep. His first, that's team foul number 5, will walk down to the other end, and the Thayer Bobcats will send Easton Pitts to the free throw line. With 42 seconds to play, Republic and Helias waiting in the wings to play in the championship game here of the 90th Liberator Tournament. First free throw for Easton is up and good. 13 in the game for Easton Pitts, 16 for Devin Harrington, 14 for Brandon Prince. Hollis Deckard with 6, 4 for Cooper Clark. Second free throw, good for Easton. He's got 14 in the game. And Metro will bring the ball up the other way. Now we get a whistle. And the official stops play and goes to the scorekeeper. And don't know what the discussion is, but Metro Academy will inbound the ball again. Don't have any idea what that was all about. Metro Academy down by 11 with 43 ticks remaining. They bring it up out of the backcourt with Farrell. Farrell going all the way to the rack, and we're going to get a whip. We're going to get a foul, yep. Going to get a foul called on Cordell Washington. That'll be number 4 on Cordell. He will check out of the game. Hollis Deckard will check back in. And going to the line is number 3, Nathaniel Farrell, a junior. First free throw is up and good. Farrell now with, well, they say officially 19 points in the game. I have him for 20 already. So 19, he'll shoot for his 20th. And he makes it. That makes it a 61-52 ball game. Thayer with the lead. And, oh, Devin Harrington looking to trigger it in, does the pitch. Back to Harrington. Up the floor to Deckard. Deckard will penetrate into the front court and is going to be fouled as he crosses the timeline. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Fouls on number 25, Lease, will be his 3rd of the game. And Hollis Deckard going to the free throw line. Hollis, very good free throw shooter, as you might imagine, being an outstanding three-point shooter. And the free throw here is up and good. Seven for Hollis in the game. And Newkirk back in the ballgame for Metro Academy. 33 seconds remain. Deckard shooting for a 63-52 lead, and he hits it. Hollis Deckard now with 8 points in the ballgame. The Bayer Bobcats are going to win the third-place trophy of the tournament. Here's Farrell for Metro Academy. Got it outside. Kent with a long three, and it's good. Aiden Kent hit 2 threes, both of them here in the final 3 minutes of the game. And that makes it 63-55. They are by 8 with 23 seconds to go. And we'll get another timeout call. We'll keep it right here. We want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466, number to call. You need barbecue, it's good stuff, too. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. The State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Nicholson Farms for all your farming and logging needs. Toyota of West Plains and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. Coach Matt Piff drawing something up here for the Thayer Bobcats, who are trying to win their 15th game of the year. Trying to bounce back after that loss to Republic last night in the semifinals here at the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. 23 seconds away from that victory, leading 63-55. They will inbound and have to go the length of the floor. Brandon Prince will be the trigger man on the baseline. Inbounds to Deckard, and Deckard's going to be fouled immediately by Farrell. They'll walk down to the other end, and Thayer will try to add to their point total. And Hollis Deckard will be there trying to make it a 10-point advantage, and Hollis, if he can convert these two free throws, will be the fourth Bobcat in double figures. And they've only scored in the 60s. Great balance scoring for Thayer here this afternoon. And the free throw is up and good. And Newkirk back in the ballgame for Metro. Number one, Farrell checks out. So they're not done fouling yet. Another free throw for Hollis Deckard's good. He's got 10 points. Fourth Bobcat in double figures. And here comes Metro. Ridby crosses the timeline, gave it to Newkirk, trying to get three for a three, gives it to Ferris. He'll shoot a long three-point shot, no good. Harrington with a rebound. He'll bounce it in the backcourt. 10 seconds to play. Bobcats get it across the timeline, down to Deckard. They're just going to stand there and let the clock run out. Your Thayer Bobcats improve to 15-3 on the year and take home the third-place trophy here in the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. Again, 65-55 is your final. We'll take a timeout. We hope to hear from Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats in just a moment as we head to the Thayer Decorating postgame report. Again, Thayer beats Metro Academy here this afternoon, 65-55. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up.